We are picking up holy cards because we are going on a mission to Lowell, Michigan.
There is a great crisis in the Catholic Church, and we are in desperate need of missionaries, but a very specific kind of missionary. I taught in Catholic school from 2006 to 2009, and I was a middle school religion teacher, and I gave those students everything that I had. But it's been over 10 years, and when I reach out to those former students of mine and friendships that I have maintained, I would say that about 70% of them do not practice the Catholic faith. One of my former students I'm very good friends with, he graduated at a different time. Of his 70 classmates that went through Catholic school K through 8th, and some of them went on through high school, what number or percentage did he guess were still practicing the Catholic faith, meaning they live in the state of grace or they're striving to, they're going to Mass on Sunday? He said 5 or 6. At most, maybe 10 people. When I go across the country and I talk to parents and I talk to catechists and I talk to youth leaders, the statistic is about the same. About 70% of Catholics, even those who have been to Catholic school from K through 12, have left the Catholic faith and are no longer practicing. But it's not all bad news. What about those 30% who have kept the faith? All of those 30% have one thing in common, and that is a great love and a great devotion to the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary has a mission. The type of missionary that we need is one that works with the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary's mission is very simple, to save as many souls as possible. Because to Mary, these are not numbers, these are her children. She longs to save her children, but she needs people to cooperate with her. So in this video, I'm going to share with you 3 different ways that you can be a missionary with, in, and through Mary to save as many souls as possible, to help them to become as holy as possible, and in the process, you become more like Christ.
On this particular mission, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning to make it to the airport, and guess what? I was still running behind. You can check out I Always Travel with my friend Fulton Sheen. Some people just look at me and, why do you have a priest on your luggage? But some Catholics, when they see Fulton Sheen, they say, hey, I know that guy. And I say, yeah, he's a great missionary. Bruh, going through security, spiritually strapped, always a scene. One thing most people don't know about me is that I've had food allergies ever since I was a little kid. So my diet is essentially the carnivore diet, with eggs, with cheese, with berries, with very few exceptions, which makes traveling difficult, and it makes Fridays very difficult. I normally like to make my own beef and pork chips. I also like to make dried out steaks that I'll take with me on the road, but it's Friday, so cheese and eggs it is. Now, as I mentioned, we are going on a mission to Michigan. But when I discuss with you the first way that you can be a missionary for the Virgin Mary, I'm going to be showing you footage of retreats that I have given in the past so that you will take some of the ideas and maybe implement them in your own parishes or small groups. But we're still going to Michigan, so don't be confused. Let's get at it.
The first and the easiest way to become a missionary for Our Lady is by using her sacramentals. Throughout the history of the Church, the Virgin Mary has appeared and said, receive this item. This item has the backing and the stamp and the approval of heaven. And where the Virgin Mary is, the power of the Holy Spirit is. Pope John Paul II said, even the best programs of evangelization, if they do not have the power of the Holy Spirit, they are absolutely worthless. Well, we can be assured that every initiative that was begun by the Virgin Mary has the power of the Holy Spirit behind it, and it has the love of a mother who's trying to reach out for her children. So if we would simply distribute her sacramentals, we would be very fruitful. And we don't have to be the best explainer of them either. Just share what is the message and receive this sacramental. In my own life, I was very, very far away from the Catholic faith. I was not practicing whatsoever. And a nun came up to me and said, Gabriel, you are on the highway to hell. And I said, sister, is this the way you begin your conversations? Is this how you win friends and influence people? And she says, when I love them and I want them to go to heaven, I say what I have to say. You're on the highway to hell. And if I were you, I would wear this brown scapular. And I said, what is this scapular? And she explained it to me very simply. And I said, so this is like my fire insurance. And she said, yeah, It's like your fire insurance. And when I put that scapular on, it was the beginning of something that I wasn't prepared for. The Virgin Mary took me as her own child and began to slowly prepare my heart to receive the Word of God and to bring my faith to fruition. In my own life, I've seen it time and time again, where if you introduce a sacramental, but in this case, we're going to talk about the brown scapular, into the life of an individual, that simple act of putting the scapular underneath the clothing, even in circumstances where the person hasn't been enrolled, ideally you get enrolled, but in every circumstance, you can't enroll them. Our Lady still wants their soul. So I'm going to tell you about one circumstance about an individual whom I loved dearly. We were friends for maybe 20 years. And after I converted, year after year, we would invite him to come to Mass with us on Christmas and Easter, hoping that he would say yes. And year after year, he would say, no, thank you. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Well, one Christmas, I gave him a brown scapular as part of a larger Christmas gift. And I wrote a little note in it saying, please, I know you're not practicing Catholic, but it means a lot to me. I love you, you're my friend. Will you please just wear this scapular underneath your clothing? Nobody will know about it. After he wore the scapular, he was invited to Mass, and the 60th time that he was invited, he said yes. He said no number 59, but that extra time that he was asked, once he had been wearing the scapular for some time, his heart was moved. And shortly after, he went to confession, and he entered the church and received the sacrament of confirmation. This is not a one-off. This is a norm. In the lives of individuals where people wear the scapular, wear the miraculous medal, and especially if they pray the Most Holy Rosary, there are conversions. So the first thing that we can do is, even on a small scale, carry sacramentals, carry scapulars, carry miraculous medals. Give them to the ones that you love. And if you've got some money, or if you want to make a large sacrifice, you want to tithe and you want your money to go somewhere worthy, buy miraculous medals, donate them to your high school youth group, buy scapulars, donate them to your elementary school CCD programs. I know it's a sacrifice financially, but there's nothing that you offer to the Lord that will not be rewarded tenfold, 100-fold in the kingdom of God.
So we have arrived in Lowell, Michigan, and it's actually not my first time in Lowell. When I was in college, that sister was the first one to introduce the brown scapular to me. Well, she was also the first person to get me to go to confession. She was a crafty one, a spicy sister. She tricked me. She told me that there was a party and that there would be a lot of girls there. And she wasn't lying. It was like a party, and there were girls there. But really, it was a penance service. And once I was there, of course, I had to go to confession. But shortly after that, she said, hey, spring break is coming up. Don't go to the beach this spring break. Come to Lowell, Michigan, because we have a house there, and you can work on the farm and spend time with the sisters, and that will help you to grow in holiness. So it's just kind of like full circle. Here I am in Lowell, Michigan, about to give a parish mission at their local church.
The second thing that you can do to be a missionary for Our Lady is to be a catechist, to teach, to promote, to talk about her doctrines and her dogmas, to witness in your own life. Get involved. We must infiltrate into the pores of the church wherever we can. Our Catholic schools, our catechism classes, our high school youth ministries. If you have the faith, it is your responsibility to hand it on. Give little testimonies of how the Virgin Mary brought you peace and brought you joy, because your witness is far more powerful than any teacher teaching a doctrine or a dogma.
The first topic for this particular mission is mental prayer. Mental prayer is absolutely essential. And if you can just get the basics of it, it will impact every facet of your spiritual life. And if you can learn to integrate the principles of mental prayer into your daily rosary, your life will never be the same. And I will put a link in the description where you can learn more about mental prayer. Night one was a total success, but I was exhausted. So there's a local hotel in Lowell. It was so cute. It was quiet. It was silent, very peaceful. I was thankful for the rest. I am pumped and ready to go. One of my greatest joys, what really brings me life, is being able to preach on Our Lady. Especially this parish, they asked if I would preach on the rosary. 100% yes. But even still, even though I've preached on the rosary several times, I beg people to pray for me and to offer sacrifices. Because even though it's something that I've done, there is no success in the mission without prayer and sacrifice, which brings us to point number 3 on how you can be a missionary for Mary.
Finally, the third way that you can be a true missionary for Our Lady is by prayer and sacrifice. Our Lady appeared to the shepherd children at Fatima. She showed them hell, where there are so many souls who go to hell and they suffer there for all eternity, specifically because there is nobody to pray and to do penance. Conversions are a grace, and grace is obtained through prayer and through sacrifice. So at the very least, as a part of your daily prayers, you must pray for the conversion of poor sinners, especially pray for Marian missionaries to enter the church and to spread. But I'm telling you right now, those Marian missionaries are gonna come from you. 10,000 of you recently did your Marian consecration. It was not a choice that you made. It was a calling from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So you need to discern very carefully, how is Mary asking you to participate in the mission, in her mission, in the perfect mission of Jesus Christ? Prayer and sacrifice on a regular basis is essential for fruitfulness in the mission. Because even if you have the best missionary and they're giving out all the sacramentals, conversion is a grace. Grace is obtained through prayer and through sacrifice. If there's going to be fruit, there has to be a death, and that death comes through saying no to myself so that others might live. Now, you are going to have 1,000 excuses why you shouldn't buy sacramentals, why you shouldn't volunteer your time to teach or to make a small group or to witness in some other way. You're going to have 1,000 excuses why you can't make sacrifices. Put all of those excuses aside. Are you weak? 100% you're weak. You're not smart enough, you're not good enough, and you don't have the money. But guess what? You don't need to have the smarts or the goodness or the money. What you need is the power of God. And when you say yes to the Virgin Mary, she's going to supply you with everything you need. Do not be discouraged by your weaknesses, because in your weaknesses, God is glorified. Do not be discouraged by you're only impacting one soul, or you're only reaching a small catechism class with 3 or 4 people. When you reach out to one person, even if you help to save just one soul, that one soul has parents. That one soul might have children. They might have siblings. They have friends. They have coworkers. That one soul changes, you don't know what that person's going to do in their life either. And so we have to do our part, no matter how small it is, no matter how big it is. Our Lady is with you. God is with you. Persevere.